that you, McGee?
Molly, there's only two keys to this front door. You've got one of them, and I've got the other one. You know it wasn't you that just came in. So, by the process of elimination, it's got to be me.
But I thought you were going to the grocery store, and you couldn't be back already.
Matter of fact, I haven't left yet. I can't get the gosh darn car started. I think maybe a little oil has leaked out of it. Yep. In fact, it's standing about 6 inches deep all over the garage floor, the oil.
What? Yeah. I'll bet everything we have stored in the garage is ruined.
Well, that bag with your winter clothes is pretty well flooded right now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. Oil evaporates in a certain length of time, just leaves a black, greasy scum on things.
I don't know why in the world we don't get rid of that old car, McGee. You've been having an awful lot of trouble with it lately.
Oh, now you're making mountains out of anthills. I never have a bit of trouble with that car, except when I try to drive it.
Well, I've been noticing in the paper that a lot of dealers are having specials on new cars. We could meet the payments easily.
Yeah, maybe we should get a new model. Probably wouldn't take too much cash. Well, after all, I've always kept our car in perfect shape, and any dealer would give me plenty for it on trade.
Well, I don't know whether you can count on that. After all, there isn't too much demand for a 1928 Whippet anymore.
It just so happens that it's the late 28. Those things are almost exactly like the early 29s. On top of which, the 29s would have been a lot like the 30s, except that the company went out of business before they had a chance to make any then. So our car is really a lot more up-to-date than it looks.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, it looks like something that fell off a junk wagon.
Oh, now, that's not a nice thing to say. If you replace those running boards that rotted away and plug up those rust spots on the body and give her a new paint job and maybe replace the motor, she'd be as good as new. I think I'll call up a couple of dealers and get an estimate on what kind of a deal they give me.
Be sure to tell them it has genuine corduroy upholstery.
Don't you worry. I know how to talk. Hello? Hello, is this Marty Mulligan, the madman who gives such ridiculous trades? Well, my name is McGee. I'm interested in getting a ridiculous trade for my car on a new V8. It's a Whippet. No, it's not a dog. It's a car. A late 28 Whippet. Standard transmission, of course. Well, she's got a little over 400,000 on her. But I know how to treat a car right. You know, Mulligan, always empty out the ashtray every 1,000 miles, that sort of thing. $20? Well, now I know what you mean when you advertise that you give ridiculous trades. Goodbye.
He only offered you $20 for it?
Yeah, and that's downright laughable.
Well, then why aren't you laughing?
I will as soon as I get a better offer from somebody else.
Maybe you should mention how it's never been driven over 40 miles an hour.
No, if I did that, they might find out it didn't go over 40. I'll handle it. Hello? Hello, is this High Trade Schwabhoff, the jovial German? Well, my name is McGee, and I've got a light new 28 Whippet to trade. What did he give me? Yeah, but it runs like a top. Yeah, I know, but it's even got a custom-made gear shift knob. Well, okay. Goodbye.
Wasn't his offer any better, McGee?
It was worse. He said he'd give me $7.50 if I'd bring it in with a full tank of gas. I think I'll call up a few toy stores and see what kind of a deal I can make if I trade it in on a bicycle.